We are starting the Haggah. We are in Perek Dal of Shar HaZechira and Shmir Saloshin. In the Haggah, in the gloss from the Chofetz Chaim, that he's commenting on the comparison that the Gemara makes in Yuma between a rabid dog, specifically a mad dog, and that of a person who is a Baal Loshin Hara. And he says as follows, U'mayofa melitzas chachmenu zal. How careful Chazal used this analogy. When a person will analyze this properly, Nimso boy call Hasimonim Shamur Chachmenu Zal Biyum Periches Bekel Shoite. We will see all of the simonim of a Baal Lashon Hara is by a Kel Shoite, is by a mad dog. And therefore, nimshach alav al yedei zeh gam kein ruach hatumah hashoira al hakelef. Ahu. Says the Chofetz Chaim that there's this ruach tumah, this spirit of tumah that rests over this kelo shoita. Just like there's a spirit of tumah that rests over the kelo shoita, there is a ruach hatumah on the baal lashon hara as well. This is now his quote in the Gemara in Yuma Periches Daf Pei Gimel. Tanu Rabbanan. Chamisha Dvarim Namru Bekel Shoita. The rabbis learn there are five things that were said about a Kel Shoita. A dog, a mad dog. Piv Pasuach. Five different characteristics. One is a piv pesuach, his mouth is opened. Veriroi noitev, he drools, spit. Veoznov suruchois, his ears droop. Veuznovoi munachas loibein yarchoisov, his tail is tucked between his legs. And he walks on the side of the street. And some say also, Af noiveach of ein koilei nishma. He barks, but his voice is not heard. Sounds like a good type of dog. A barking dog, but he doesn't disturb, right? Where can you get one of those? Well, the answer is you get it with the batteries one. Okay? Now, continues the Gemara. The choyev be mistaken v'nochisle, that if he rubs, this animal rubs into somebody, pushes somebody, mistaken, this person will become in a dangerous situation, the nochisle, because the animal could bite him. And if he bites him, he'll die. The choyev bey mistake in matakante. The Gemara says if he gets robbed, he gets pushed by this animal, what's the solution? What should you do? Nishloch manei v'nishdinhu kamei v'nirhat. Quickly remove your clothing, throw it in front of the animal, and run. Run like the wind. V'atun nevar, fine. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says these five or six characteristics about kelo shoita. Now the Chofetz Chaim is going to explain how the Baal Lashon Hara is like this Kelev Shoita. No, I just want to tell you, it just dawned on me that if a person, you know, we all like to, everybody likes a compliment. So I'll give you a compliment. Thank you for coming. Okay. We all like compliments. It makes it feel good, right? You feel good already, right? Just a little compliment. If a person realizes that he, a person who is a Baal Lashon Hara, is compared to a Kelev Shoita. That alone is a good reason for him to think, wait a minute, what am I compared to? That's a good reason to prevent him from speaking Lashon Hara. What is the connection? Says the Chofetz Chaim. We said that Kelev Shoita has piv pasuach on the top of page 68 in the English edition. You have piv pesuach. His mouth is opened. V'zehu gam kein darko shel ba'al loshon hara. So too by a ba'al loshon hara. L'yois piv pesuach tamid l'dabra al kol mi she'is damin l'fonav kakotim kagadol. His mouth is open on a regular basis. Kakotim kagadol. To speak about everybody and everything. Step one, that was the pipasuach, the connection between him and this mad dog. Beis, rira noitev, he drools spit. Hainu, machmas, shiruach ro, shayrolof. Since this ruach ro, this evil spirit, is on this person is also rira noitev. He's like drool spit. What does this mean? When this gabra olof, ad moed, koyach hakas, va'azuz samut baboy. This power of tumah is so strong that it imbues in him anger, arrogance, and that's what his personality portrays. The Chafetz Chaim will say, like we've been discussing, that the starting point of such a person is this disgusting midah of gaiva, of kas, that he feels. He takes, you know, there's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which this person, he wants to learn Mishnah, so he learns the Mishnah. But the Gemara also, I believe, in Sanhedrin says, if Torah is used properly, it's Sam Chaim. It's like a medicine. If it's used incorrectly, it's a Sam Mavis. It's poison. Torah could be a Sam Mavis, a poison. What is the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Chayiv Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Olam. Man is obligated to say, the world was created for me. This concept, this mindset that a person says, world was created for me. If a person feels that whatever he gets in life, he doesn't deserve, he won't have this arrogance, this kas, this gaiva. But if a person feels everything I get, I deserve this and more, then that breeds this arrogance. How could you do that to me? What a chutzpah. Now, there's a medrash that says that for all of the mitzvahs that we do, now sometimes a person says, he has the Yetzihara gets to him and says, why did this happen? You know how many, I daven the best kavanah. I had the best kavanah, my brachas, and my benching. Some of the person says, I did this mitzvah, I did chesed. Imagine a person, he drives somebody, he goes out of his way to drive somebody, on the way back, he has a flat tire. So the Yitzhar could get to the person and say, what's going on here? I just did chesed, this time I'm repaid? Now, obviously, it's nisayin from Hashem, it's a test from Hashem, to elevate the person, as the Ramchal told us in Mesusa Sharim, which we learned, to bring him to higher levels. So the Medrash tells us that for all of the mitzvahs a person does, if the sun comes up in the morning to shine, and this person benefits from that, that alone is all the reward he ever deserves. Says the Medrash, the mere fact that the sun comes up, now if the sun doesn't come up in the morning, it's not a good sign. The mere fact that the sun comes up is all he needs. That's all he ever deserves. The Rav Chaim Freeland is at Tzal, and others bring this medrash in the Beir and an explanation on Tfilah and Davening. And if it's such a beautiful, powerful medrash, because if we can internalize this medrash, we can elevate ourselves to a type of people that never have that Yitzhahara. Why did this happen to me? Why does a person say something like that? Because he feels he deserves better. He deserves more. But as soon as he might have that little, why this happened, he has to remind himself, wait a minute. The sun came up this morning. Oh, I got my reward already. I got more than I deserve. These are words right now which we have to try to internalize and think about. But the point of the Medrash is that we shouldn't be thinking, I did this mitzvah and that mitzvah, so therefore A, B, and C, and D should happen and work out well for me. You got your reward already. You got your payment. Okay, let's continue here. He elaborates more. He continues and elaborates on the connection between the two. He says like this. When this Gabra Olov Ad Moed HaKas VaAzus were instilled by Beis, Hamud Baboy, as the Gemara in Beis tells us in Chofeim with Beis, Gimul Azin Hain. There are three people that have Azus.
Where are you at?
We're in page 68.
Okay.
Okay, in your edition. Three lines down by Beis. Okay? Az Shebechayos, you want to know which is the most arrogant of all animals? It's the dog. Az Shebechayos is the Kelev. Livloyo es kolim es danu negdoi. He will swallow up anyone that's in his path. Omach mazeh noitef rear mi piv. And because of this, he salivates at the mouth. And his mouth is constantly open. Ubeprat v'shepiv pasuach. His mouth is open. Ve'ein loy misgeris laharir lis'akishom. He has no way to stop this drool. That's what dogs do. The drool pours out from the mouth. Because the mindset of the dog is, don't get in my way. I'm ready to attack. Kein hu derech ba'al loshon hara. This is Michal, this is the connection he's saying. So too by the ba'al loshon hara. Hakavua lizrages tamid. Al kol mi shiyale beruchai. That this ba'al loshon hara is going to speak and direct his anger to anyone who comes in his path, just like the dog. Don't get in my way. There's another aspect which connects the two. Just like this kelev shoita, this mad dog, he drools. This saliva of the dog is disgusting. How much more so the saliva of the dog of a rabid dog? What comes out is any place where this dog passed, even for a short while. People know that this dog was here, this mad dog was here, this rabid dog, because they see the saliva he left behind. Hapasuach tamid, mipiv hapasuach tamid, from his mouth, which is constantly opened. Keinu derech ba'al loshon hara, so too by the ba'al loshon hara. Piv pasuach kakelev hanal, his mouth is opened on a regular basis. This person's mouth, who always speaks loshon hara. Umalet sachanosoi b'chol mokum shoholich v'oiseh sham b'oiseh mokum. He leaves behind his disgusting mark everywhere he goes. The comparison between the dog here, when his riroi noitef, where the drools, his spit is drooling out, the saliva is coming out of his mouth, is because the ba'al loshon hara, wherever he speaks something, it's felt. He leaves this disgusting loshon hara behind. So too, this dog, he leaves his saliva, he leaves his mark behind as well. He continues the connection, the relationship between this mad dog and the ba'al loshon hara. Oyed gimel simanim yesh bekelev shoyte. Oznov seruchos. His ears are drooping. V'hainu. Why is this? Ki hakelev shoyte. This kelev shoyte mavad mashe nishichosoi hi musukenes ad ma'oid. Besides for the fact that his bite is very dangerous, chmoi shomru chazal, as Chazal have told us already, that his bite is very dangerous. Itzoynai ma'oid linshoich kol meishi is damin lefanov. He wants to bite anybody that comes in his path. Uchedei shelo yisosru b'nei odom mimenu b'nei goylo hasakono. And in order to this dog now, this keloshoita, in order to hide himself from the people that they shouldn't be afraid of him. They should think, oh, what a nice little dog over there. And the people will try to hide and prevent themselves from being in his path, because of the danger that rests on this dog. The dog tries to portray himself as that he's not dangerous. If you would see an animal that looks perked up, ready with his ears pointed, his tail's wagging, looking right at you, barking. I don't know about you, but I would be a little concerned. I mean, like I've mentioned to you, I've been chased in the past by a dog. Like I said also, I've been chased by a dog who was chasing a donkey and I was in front of both of them. No one was mad, by the way. Baruch Hashem. But his point is that the mad dog here wants to camouflage himself. So, in his mind, he puts on this undercover, he puts on the dark sunglasses, puts on the hat, and he portrays himself as being very pleasant, very easygoing, the ears are drooping down, I'm just going along my way. His tail is down between his legs, he's not wagging it crazy. Upesa Pisoim says the Shmir Saloshin, who pogeya lo odom v'noishchay. And then all of a sudden he meets a person, gets close enough, and he bites him. He bites the person. V'lachein humahalech v'loirotz. That's why he just walks. If we'd go outside right now, we see someone running in the street, it would attract our attention. But if you see someone walking calmly, we wouldn't think twice. So that's why the Kelos Shoita just walks slowly, relaxed. Would see the Rishus Rabim, and then the sidewalk and the side of the street, not in the middle of the road. Now where all the people walk. Because the people, they all walk in the middle, as the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach tells us. You should not walk on the sides of the road. Why does the dog walk specifically in the side of the road? Because he doesn't want to attract attention to himself. He's not wearing any neon reflectors. He doesn't want to bring any attraction. He's just walking slowly. And this way he'll be able to get closer and closer and closer and bite the person and spread his poison. Next paragraph. Gamkein osnav suruches, his ears are drooping as well. Ki adua shet biyakodesh baruchu eitzel kelev chush hashemei agodom. Because we know that the dog has a tremendous ability to hear. Kidei shalidei ze yuchal lishmor es baylov bez atzma levilto devgoya bom lero. This ability to hear very well was imbued inside of the animal by Hashem so that he'll be able to protect his master and himself as well from any harm. V'alkein ha-kelev hazeh, this dog, shiroitzi l'sakines kol echad, that wants to damage anyone that gets in his way, mahalech b'tzidi rishus harabim. He walks where? On the side of the road. V'oznav suruchos, and his ears are drooping down. As Rashi explains, his ears are his big ears are dangling down. Why? Because he wants to put on this impression. To those who are walking on their way, he doesn't want to attract attention, that they shouldn't think that he's coming to attack them. This is the mahalich, the approach of the Kelos Shoita. Umach mazeh, turning the page, in some editions, right on page 70 now. Umach mazeh, because of this, gam kein znova munachas loy bein yar koisov, v'eina magbioi, his tail is not dangling up, it's in between his feet on the bottom. The chol zekidei laharis lakol, is to show everyone. Shushoiket ubaiteach of einaroitze lo erer is chushov lihilachim im hanashim hanirim kenegdoi. This is all for what purpose? Because he doesn't want to attract attention. He wants to go quietly and he'll be able to get closer and closer and then get closer and eventually bite the person. He barks. What a pleasant animal. But his voice is not heard. And you see the sheker, the amud shikra, the falseness of the world, that he's portraying himself, this dog, that he's harmless. But it's really the total opposite. These are the signs of a dangerous animal. These are the signs of the animal that wants to attack. But how does he prepare himself? He prepares himself by first putting on this pleasant appearance. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem will continue with a comparison to the Baal Lashon Hara.